talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was The Wait by The Band, and we're featuring some of the songs from the Big Chill soundtrack as our home theme songs, and the Big Chill House is on the current issue, our fall issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. So we hope you will pick that up and learn all about the story of the Big Chill House in Beaufort, made famous by its star-studded cast. And in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is happening January 22nd through the 24th at the North Charleston Convention Center Ballrooms. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Last Friday, a week ago, this past Friday, Buck Lumber and Building Supply had their annual customer appreciation lunch, and it's attended by all sorts of contractors. They invite just about everybody in the building industry to stop by. The team at Charleston Home and Design Magazine was there. Special thanks to Buck Lumber and Building Supply. And we spoke to George Scott with Buck Lumber. We'll be hearing from him today. Also, Christy Holbert with Gateway Supply. We'll be talking to her. And then finally, the husband-wife team, or wife-husband team of Mulberry Millworks, Jillian and Will Easterlin. And they fabricate some amazing cabinetry, and so we'll be talking to them. But joining us now is Charleston Home and Design Magazine's editor and content manager, Ashley Rowell. How you doing, Ashley?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
You bet. So, Ashley, what are some of the specials that people can find on charlestonhomeanddesign.com and in our newsletter? If you haven't signed up for our newsletter, talk about how the benefits of that.
Yeah, so we recommend that you sign up for our e-newsletter to get updated with sales weekly, and also we send out content that is exclusively in our magazine. So if you're not able to pick it up, you can view it in there. So you can sign up for our e-newsletter on page 50 of our latest issue, or go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com and a pop-up will appear that leads you right to the sign-up form. Mm-hmm. But why you should sign up is because it has sales like Houseful starting their Black Friday early, so their entire store is 20% off.
Houseful is a modern furniture store in West Ashley.
Yes.
Beautiful stuff there.
Very beautiful. And then this weekend, this past Friday and Saturday today, Terrace Oaks is having their 36th anniversary sale. So you definitely want to go check that out. And lastly, William Smith Fireplaces is having a gas log sale through November 30th to help you get ready for the winter.
Nice. So Terrace Oaks, they've been in business for 36 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's older than you, isn't it?
It's by a little bit, you could say so, yes.
Yeah. We're going to be talking with the folks from Terrace Oaks in next week's radio show, but definitely, that's a great place. If you haven't gone, I kind of characterize it as, visiting a museum where you can touch things. So, mm-hmm. so that's pretty cool. And what else is new in, how can folks sign up for, our weekly newsletter and find out about some of these great specials?
So go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com and a pop-up will appear that will prompt you to sign up a form. Just give me your name and email and we'll sign you up for our e-newsletter, or visit page 50 in our latest issue and scan the QR code. It's just as simple as that.
And we are closing in on a sellout for booth space at the Charleston Home and Design Show, January 22nd through the 24th. And our sales staff just finished up ad sales for our winter issue, which comes out in January. It's going to be a great issue. So they're going to be turning their full attention to selling out the few remaining spots. So if you're interested in learning how to become part of the Charleston Home and Design Show, contact Charleston Home and Design. Just look us up on the internet. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we are at the Buck Lumber and Building Supplies Customer Appreciation Lunch, their big annual lunch that they do for their contractors, talking with George Scott with Buck Lumber. How you doing, George?
Doing great. Good to have you here. We appreciate the partnership we have with you guys in your magazine.
You bet. Well, same right back at you. Buck Lumber has, you folks are celebrating your 50th year in business. That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Appreciate it. It's a very big event this year because of the 50 years. We're very fortunate to partner with some great vendors. And together with Buck and our vendors, we enjoy doing a very good job for our customers.
Yeah, and describe for our listeners what's going on right outside. We're taking a break to find a nice quiet spot inside the Buck Lumber's showroom. And what's happening outside what do you call it, the Lumber Dome over here?
Yep, in the dome we've got over 50 vendors out here. They're all set up to display their product. They're meeting with our customers to talk to them about how it benefits their homes, where it can be used. And we've got DJ, we've got food being prepared, we've got a lot of mingling going on. So hopefully it's a great event for everybody.
And Buck Lumber, you folks go all out when it comes to the food and beverages here for the customer appreciation lunch. What are you folks serving this year?
Oh, so the big part is the oysters. Everybody comes for the oysters, but aside from that, we've got barbecue, we've got some good low country with boil going on, so something for everybody.
Oh yeah, and the macaroni and cheese is always fantastic. Yes. Too. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, good deal. Well, how many vendors do you have on display underneath the Lumber Dome?
Over 50. I lost track at 50. They're all part of the event. They all of them contribute to what we're doing. We love it this year, giving away a boat to a lucky customer. So hopefully it's a great event.
Yeah, and I didn't mention the giveaways. You folks have a huge raffle, and you get all your vendors to donate items. And last year, I think there was like a four-wheeler that you folks gave away, Yeti cooler, all sorts of tools, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so each one of the vendors brings in at least one. Most of them bring several. Like I said, they're great partners. And then the big events or the big gifts are the boat. We've got some electric bikes. We've got some big screen TVs, some fishing poles. So I think a little bit for everybody. They're all looking forward to, I think the Yeti coolers might be the most popular, even though they're not the big ticket items. Everybody loves them.
Yeah, definitely. And by the description of all these giveaways, Definitely targeting the contractors. Those are all items that that contractors enjoy, and it's not just the general contractors and the remodeling contractors. All of the folks that contribute to building and remodeling homes. You invite those folks here too. And I don't mean this in an insulting way at all, but the hardworking grunt workers out there, right?
That's right. Our customers, they're invited. So our customer is the owner down to the guys out there in the field that we're out here. Our drivers are meeting them out on the job site. So come one, come all.
You know,
we're expecting over 500 people today. I think last year we were in the 400 range. So it's going to be a pretty big event.
Oh, yeah. And last year you had the surprise visit from Bill Murray, right?
Yeah. Local celebrity Bill Murray. He did stop by. He was in the middle of a building product and a project and stopped by, and he hung out and talked and greeted, and he was a great addition to the event.
Yeah, I remember it's hard to keep track of time, but probably 5-10 years ago I started seeing some building permits popping up with a particular LLC, and I looked it up, and it turned out that was an LLC owned by Bill Murray and probably some other partners, buying up lots of older properties on the peninsula of Charleston and fixing them up. Bill Murray's a customer of Buck Lumber and Building Supply.
Yes, indirectly. He partners with other builders, right? But yeah. He and, like you said, it's a group of folks that he's buying up this stuff with and flipping it and really just turning it into a beautiful area.
What would you say the secret of Buck Lumber's success is? I would say, first of all, Buck Lumber is locally owned. The Buck family, Eddie Buck, owns Buck Lumber and Building Supply, and so having that local touch is important. But what would you say is the secret to your longevity, your success of being in business for 50 years?
Well, you hit it on the head with the Buck family. So from Eddie Sr. and now Eddie Jr. But, every Monday, Margaret Buck is in here, Suzanne, his sister. So the family is very involved. They're very familiar with our market, with our customers. They know most of them, first name basis. So they're involved, and that's really what guides it, is the Buck family. But as far as a daily basis, it's the attention that we give to the customers. It's vital that, when they need something, we can get it for them. We can get it out to their job when they need it and take care of them. So that's really our task, is to help them to look ahead and know their business well and be able to treat them right.
Because it's no easy job being a home builder or a remodeler. There's a lot that goes into it. There's always challenges. There's always surprises that come up. When they order the materials, they forget some lumber or something like that. And I've always heard that Buck Lumber and Building Supply, you folks are very responsive. You'll send a truck back out to deliver some items if they're forgotten or something.
Yeah, and it's a lot of it's the area as well. Some of these are tight lots, and we can't just drop it all on one drop. So we're at many jobs several times to deliver it, give them time to put it up, and then bring the next package. But yeah. Basically, we try to be here and do what they need to have done.
And the items that Buck Lumber is delivering to the job site, those all originate from the 50-plus vendors that you folks have got on hand here. And these are folks that sell their different materials through Buck Lumber to the home builders and remodelers that ultimately end up in the end user's home, right?
That's right. Yeah. And, a testament to our contract, our vendors, many of them, they're not just supplying the material, but if we need them to, they'll join our our salesmen out on the job sites to get a better understanding of what's going on and what's needed. So they're absolutely critical to what we do.
Yeah, and over the years that Charleston Home and Design has been fortunate to come to the Buck Lumber Customer Appreciation Lunch, those vendors are so enthusiastic. This is not something that they dread or anything like that. They're really happy to be here and to support Buck Lumber, and also to be able to talk directly to the different contractors that are coming in here, whether they are the GCs or the contractor swinging a hammer.
That's right. And these guys, they love it. And that's the fun part about what we do is, yeah, it's work. It's what we do for work. But, this is something they look forward to. They enjoy getting to know the builders, getting to know their families, what their interests are, and ultimately how they can help them do what they do what are, building projects.
Well, congratulations to Buck Lumber and Building Supply for 50 years in business. And when we built our house, just about all of the lumber was originated from Buck Lumber, and couldn't be happier. And from all of us at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, thank you for that partnership with you for so many years. I think you folks have been with us for 20 plus years, never taking a break. So thank you so much to Buck Lumber.
No, thank you. We appreciate it. The partnership with you guys is amazing. Your magazine reaches so many people, and it's very interesting how many people come in and say that's where they got their idea. Mm-hmm. Or they'll bring a picture of the magazine and show what they want. So we certainly appreciate it. A big part of what we do is preparation for this. And I want to give a big shout out to Dale Fort for basically putting all this together. Obviously, our entire team steps up and they all get it done. But Dale is he's the magician behind the curtain, or the wizard, if you will. But again, thanks again for the partnership. And you guys being here to cover it.
You bet. And how can folks get more information about Buck Lumber?
Go to bucklumber.com or stop in and see us. We're at 1911 Maybank Highway. Stop in, chat. If we can help you with a project, we'd love to.
And if you have never visited the Buck Lumber showroom, it's not where the contractor sales takes place. It's beyond that, on the same property, but it's an amazing design center that Buck Lumber has. And you, if you haven't, it's been there for more than 15 years, I believe. And so if you haven't ever had a chance to come look, please do, and you'll get some great ideas.
Absolutely. And that goes back to our vendors. They're constantly updating the samples and the displays that we've gotten there. So yeah, sometimes I walk in and I spend some time sitting there getting familiar with it and being amazed and saying, man, I'm going to put that in my house one day.
Well, we've been talking with George Scott with Buck Lumber. Thanks so much for taking a couple of minutes to talk with me. I know you got a lot of people you got to go and talk to out at the Buck Lumber 50th Anniversary Customer Appreciation Lunch. Thanks so much, George.
Thanks for your time, Tim. Appreciate it.
And now we're talking with Christy Hulbert with Gateway Supply Company. How are you, Christy?
I am great. How are you, Tim?
Good, good. Christy, take a moment. Tell everyone about Gateway Supply.
Well, we are located in North Charleston. We have a beautiful, well-decorated showroom. We have all the latest styles and trends, and we work with you from the beginning of your project, and we're there with you until the end.
And Gateway Supply, you folks specialize in plumbing fixtures, is that right?
Yes, plumbing fixtures, door hardware. We do have Kohler lighting, and we are In the future, going to be into the lighting business as well.
Oh, very good. So, but Gateway Supply, how many locations are there for Gateway Supply?
Well, there's two locally. We have the main building here with the showroom. Then we have a satellite office in Somerville. We're opening a satellite office on John's Island for plumbers when they're over in Kiowa, Seabrook. We have locations in Greenville, Bluffton, two in Myrtle Beach. We're growing.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And so homeowners typically come to Gateway Supply when they're building a custom home or doing a large remodel project or any kind of, maybe they're just remodeling their kitchen or bathroom.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we handle projects big and small.
And tell our listeners how Gateway Supply can help with someone remodeling their kitchen or bathroom, or if they need a whole house of plumbing fixtures.
Well, normally we would make an appointment to do an entire house because that can take an hour or two. We look at your plans and we guide you through the process one space at a time. And then once that meeting is over, we provide within 1 to 2 days a quotation with pictures of everything that you selected throughout your entire home.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And so is that done by email? You send them a proposal and it has the prices plus the photographs to remind the homeowner of where these different fixtures would be going.
Exactly. We do it via email.
Gotcha. Okay. Good deal. And it can be a challenging process picking out all these different fixtures. What are the homeowner's biggest concerns like when they're choosing making these selections at Gateway Supply? Because you know, it as fun as it is to, you know, build a new house, it's also very stressful. You don't want to make a costly mistake.
Yeah, and you are 100% correct. A lot of times they're overwhelmed at first. And you know what they tell me towards the end of our meeting? That wasn't hard at all. Because like I say, we walk you through one space at a time. And that way, everything in that one bath is completely done. You know, homeowners may ask my opinion on things, happy to give it. So oftentimes they come in with this look of confusion, but when they leave, they're just happy as they can be. And it wasn't hard at all. Wow, it didn't take any time for me to make these selections. I thought I'd be here for hours.
Mm-hmm.
When actuality, if you just focus, it's very easy.
Well, Christy, you are a design specialist with Gateway Supply. And how long have you been doing this?
Well, I don't want to age myself, but it's been a while.
Well, suffice to say that about 15 years ago, you helped us pick out our plumbing fixtures for when my wife and I were building a home. And so you have a lot of experience, which is exactly what homeowners are seeking. And it sounds like you're turning chaos into order. So they walk in and they know they have to make these selections. They're under pressure from the builder to make these. And sometimes there's it requires the products being shipped. So there's a time delay. And by the time they leave Gateway Supply, they're happy because things are organized they can check that off the list.
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, that's great. Well, one of the biggest things that a concern a homeowner has is they don't want to make that wrong choice. And when it comes to the choices, a lot of the time you're going to be talking to the homeowner about what type of finishes to put in which area for these plumbing fixtures, right?
Yes, that is correct. I won't let someone make a mistake. I can't put my name on that.
That's great. And take a second and just describe all the different finishes, and then we can talk about what's really popular these days.
Well, the finishes are still polished chrome, polished nickel, one of my favorites, matte black, the brushed golds, and there's a variety of golds. They are still going strong. Brushed nickel. Brushed nickel is still in there too, but I like the more shinier, more vibrant colors.
Mm-hmm. And the brushed nickel, that's more of a kind of a duller finish. But it doesn't leave fingerprints, right?
No, it doesn't leave fingerprints. And the way I look at it is, brushed nickel is safe, but I look at it like a piece of jewelry. Would I want a piece of jewelry that was dull, or do I want a piece of jewelry that's shiny? So the shiny looks cleaner. It looks, it just goes with everything.
Well, that's great. That's great. So what kind of, what are some of the most popular finishes that, at Gateway Supply? And no one wants to buy something that's trendy, that's going to go out of style in a few years. That, you know, a plumbing fixture is, it's not a permanent install, but it's sort of like that. It's that you expect the plumbing fixture to last, 15 years or however, how long.
Yeah. Right now we're seeing matte black. It is a bold, sophisticated look. It has pretty much taken over where oil rub bronze left off.
Mm.
But I don't see it going anywhere. And I definitely don't see the golds going anywhere. Even though it is a bit trendy, it's still a warm finish that I don't think homeowners would get tired of.
That's great. That's great. It reminds me of the rose gold that when Apple came out with their phones, those were really popular.
Yeah.
And when someone visits the Gateway Supply showroom in North Charleston, and you folks are right off of 526 and I-26, very easy. If you're building or remodeling, you're going to be taking some trips to North Charleston because that's where a lot of the showrooms are. So it's very easy to stop by Gateway Supply. And I always think it's kind of funny, but it's necessary. Like when people are picking out their commodes, for example, they've got to sit down and test it, and not literally, but see how it feels, right?
Yeah, and people go, oh, don't judge, I'm going to sit on this. I'm like, we don't judge. We expect you to. We expect you to get in the bathtubs.
Uh-huh.
It's an investment. We don't want you to be unhappy.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to. It's not like returning a dress or a top that maybe, you know, you get it home and it doesn't fit or something like that or doesn't feel good on you.
Right. We feel confident that the selections you made, you don't have to second guess it.
There you go. And speaking of tubs, at Gateway Supply, you folks have different vignettes, and you have tubs that people can actually get in and stretch out and see what it feels like.
Yep, we encourage you to. It's very important that you're comfortable.
And there's a difference of when it comes to those freestanding tubs. Can you talk about the difference between like an air tub versus a jetted tub?
Yeah, definitely selling and seeing more interest in the air baths over the jetted tubs. An air bath was originally created in hospitals. It offers a therapeutic massage, relieving stress and pain, and is more hygienic as well. You can put oils, you can put bubble bath, because the water doesn't suck into the air jets. It just blows warm heated water through the water. So nothing goes in the lines and then gets pushed out of the lines. And within 20 minutes of you turning off your air tub, it automatically turns itself on and blows the air lines out. With a jetted tub, it sucks the water in and then it pushes it out. So you cannot use oils, you cannot use bubble bath, no Epsom salt, nothing like that, because it can get in the lines. But air, you can put anything you could dream of in it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about some people really want to turn their bathrooms into into spa like experiences. And my wife the other day was just mentioning her parents used to have a steam shower, and she really misses that. Is that something that Gateway Supply can help with?
We absolutely do. And you wouldn't think here in the South with the hot, humid air that people would choose steam. However, they are choosing steam because of the health benefits, both physical, mental. It improves your skin health. It gently opens pores with a deeper level of cleansing, and it reduces congestion.
Huh. And what's involved with, because some people may not be familiar with what's involved with a steam bath or a steam shower.
It's honestly really easy. There's two components: the generator, which makes the steam, and the control that you turn it on and off with.
Okay.
That's it.
And so you can use your existing shower, or do you need like a closed space in your bathroom?
You can use your existing shower. We don't recommend doing steam with ceilings any higher than 9 foot. So yeah, you could turn your existing shower, if you're doing a little remodeling, into a steam shower.
Okay.
Just the two components.
I gotcha. And it's not going to strip the wallpaper if somebody has a...
No.
Gotcha. Reminds me of when I was growing up and I decided to make some homemade maple syrup, and I was boiling the sap that came out of the maple trees, and all of the wallpaper in my mother's kitchen started to fall off the walls. But
oh my god, I'm sure she loved that.
But that's not going to happen with a steam shower from Gateway Supply.
No, it will not, because normally when you do install steam, it's in a tile shower, so. When you do the steam, you certainly want a tile to the ceiling and no wallpaper in the shower, but that would be the case even if you weren't using steam.
And you mentioned no more than 9 foot ceilings. Why is that? Is that because the steam may accumulate droplets on the ceiling, or if it's higher than that?
It just rises and then it gets stuck way up above your head if it's too high. And it's not down where you need it.
Oh, I see.
No, not anything to do with the ceiling. They just don't think it's going to give you the same benefits with any ceiling higher than 9 feet.
Gotcha.
No matter the generator size or not, you don't want to go any higher than 9.
I see. And a lot of people are living in houses with 8 foot ceilings, so that would be perfect.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Gateway Supply, and where is Gateway's your showroom located for Gateway Supply?
It is 2035 Spalding Drive in North Charleston. We have a wonderful website. It's gatewaysupply.net. We have a website that homeowners can go on before visiting and check out all the products we sell. They can make a wish list and have that wish list sent to any Gateway showroom consultant, and then we'll give you some prices that way, or they can come in and see it in person.
All right, and where's your showroom located?
It's 2035 Spalding Drive, North Charleston.
And that's right off of Rivers Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, very good. Well, we have been talking with Christy Hulbert with Gateway Supply. Thanks so much, Christy.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
And now we're talking with the husband-wife team, Jillian and Will Easterlin with Mulberry Millworks. How are you folks doing?
Good morning, Tim. Great.
Good, good. Yeah. Well, great to have you. Jillian and Will, tell our listeners all about Mulberry Millworks.
All right. Mulberry Millworks is... a semi-custom and custom cabinetry design studio here in Charleston, South Carolina. We have a studio on Clements Ferry Road, moving shortly onto Daniel Island. The services that we provide are design and retail sales for anybody that needs to explore and purchase cabinetry for their home build or renovation project. We are partnered with several national manufacturers, as well as a handful of small bespoke sort of custom furniture shops. so that we can provide cabinetry that span the range of budget-friendly to fairly custom one-off particular cabinets. And we like to think that because we have sort of the range of cabinetry that we can suit just about anybody that needs cabinetry for their project.
Gotcha. And when people think of cabinetry, they think of their kitchen, obviously, the vanity in the bathroom or vanities. But there's other parts of the home that Mulberry Millworks can help homeowners with. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. We are able to put cabinetry anywhere that you can dream something up. So we often are touching almost every room in a home on a new construction project. We do built-ins. We do bars and bedrooms. We can do full entertainment setups in living spaces. We have outdoor kitchens. We have closet systems. We do anything from a more semi-custom closet option to fully custom builds in closets. We put cabinetry, we do bars, we have wine storage. What am I missing? The vanities, we do closets in rooms, so we can really put it anywhere you can think of it. Mud rooms.
How about home offices?
Home offices, absolutely. And we do commercial work. We've done a few spas in the area. We have a lot of fun putting cabinetry, you know, anywhere that it's needed.
Mm. Does Mulberry Millworks, do you folks work mostly with builders with new construction or people that are renovating?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's one of the things that we're always trying to measure sort of internally. Where does most of our work come from? And it's fairly split evenly between new construction and renovation, and again, fairly split evenly between when a general contractor approaches us or when the homeowner themselves approach us. We don't cater to one arrangement or the other. Generally speaking, we like to have as much information up front as we can when we start the process, but we have designers, homeowners, builders, flippers, just about everybody who's involved in the process can be our first point of contact for a project. It is really sort of irrelevant to us who starts the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So we're happy to work with all of them, and we do work with all of them.
Gotcha. When it comes to people that are remodeling their kitchen or bathroom or other parts of the home, does Mulberry Millworks, do you typically replace those cabinets, or do you, if people have decent boxes, do you ever work with them on updating the look of those existing cabinets?
One of the things that we provide, or the main part of our business that we provide, is cabinets built to spec from major manufacturers. And so not exactly a shortcoming in that, but one of the services that we don't specifically provide is refacing existing cabinetry. That's a pretty hands-on custom process because the boxes that are existing are often a little bit older, may not meet current specifications, certainly may not meet the specifications for hardware attachment of our current manufacturers. So we tend to shy away from simply refacing cabinets because we have a hard time matching new construction cabinets to existing cabinet boxes simply because we weren't there in the beginning.
Gotcha.
And what we've discovered is that when clients are coming to us asking for a refacing job, they're often doing it so that they can save money on their project, which we fully understand, but we try to instead talk to them about options we can provide that end up getting them perhaps a better result. So adding new faces to older cabinets, at the end of the day, the body of the cabinet is still older and potentially, not always, but potentially falling apart, and so, or you know, not going to have that much life left in it. Mm-hmm. So we try to not let them go down a road where, you know, they start with the faces and then they realize, oh, we now need to replace the drawer boxes, oh, we now need soft close glides for the drawers, we now need soft close hardware for the doors, and it can become very costly. And so what we've discovered is a lot of times clients who go that route have many unexpected costs, and our goal is to always make sure that they know what the investment is up front so that they can properly budget for the job. So we do have some very cost-effective options, and sometimes, you know, that ends up being the better result, where a client, for what they were expecting or what they could have paid to reface and repaint and, you know, swap out hardware, they can actually get new cabinetry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not an easy task to try to change those existing cabinets. And it's definitely not a do-it-yourself project. And you're right. You're probably better off just starting with oftentimes homeowners want to change the footprint of the kitchen, for example. And you know, trying to keep those old cabinets isn't going to make a lot of sense. What can you think of? Do you ever get any really challenging requests from customers in terms of the cabinetry that Mulberry Millworks fabricates?
We love a challenging request. We actually get very excited about that, and we work with so many incredibly talented designers in Charleston that we get to really create beautiful things with. So we have a custom shop that can build anything that we come up with. They are insanely talented, and we feel that our ideas on our team, you know, what we can come up with is usually really unique and special. So as soon as we're given a green light to have some fun, we get excited and we try to go for it. We have not yet, I'm trying to think, I don't think we've had anything yet that we have not been able to do. But we will always advise a client if it's not the right thing to do as far as engineering goes. So, you know, an overly tall door will warp, and there are ways to get around it, but we need to think about those things, especially in the environment, you know, the humid environment that we live in. Certain things just might not perform the way it makes it look on Pinterest or Instagram, and so we're always very upfront before we do anything that will, again, give them something that might look really pretty when we leave it, but be a problem.
Mm. One of the things we can tack on to that is, as you know, downtown Charleston has all the historic homes. Now, not so much out in the suburbs of Mount Pleasant, West Ashley, but downtown historic architecture can prove some really, really difficult space planning challenges, and we love that. Both Jill and I have some experience renovating and building downtown, and so those tight spaces and trying to fit appropriate cabinetry into historic homes is often a lot of fun, and we enjoy doing it. We don't shy away from it and say, no, we can't do that for you. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, and so Mulberry Millworks is used to dealing with walls that are out of plumb, and
way more often than we'd like to deal with. Yes,
we will even send. We have a field superintendent, and on a job last week, we had our installer go before anything's even been ordered, just to hit all of the space with a laser,
just to see how bad it's going
to
be,
just to be able to advise the builder on what could be done up front to prevent, again, on historic, not a lot can be done sometimes, but just so that we're prepared for what we're going to run into during install. It's really important, but we're prepared, and we try to communicate up front, because a lot of times our homeowners are not, even if they own these historic homes, they are not always so familiar with with what's going to happen when they remove something and try to now have something built in and go to the ceiling and integrate into beams and things like that. So we are very vocal up front about what the concerns or what they should be prepared for. And they're not scary to us, or, you know, we don't see them as anything problematic, but we do think that everybody should be aware of, you know, what we're going to run into so that there aren't any surprises.
Sounds like you folks are very, very detail oriented.
We don't have a choice.
Yeah, in the food chain of carpentry, you know, it's like deck builders and fence builders are kind of there's a lot of room for errors and things like that. But when you get to finished carpentry and cabinet making, you have to be exact.
Yeah, Tim, I appreciate you saying
that's exactly right.
All the time, we're early in, and it has to be, and we're dependent on other trades doing their job perfectly. You know, we need them to provide us with a really clean product so that ours can go in exactly as we've planned. And then we're kind of very early in, and one of the last ones also, you know, out, because we have to do stuff at the end with, you know, final finish.
Yeah, so the decisions for cabinetry are made way in advance. And if anything sort of shifts along the way, it can really throw a monkey wrench in the process when we get there with solid wood boxes that have right angles and flat tops and plumb sides. If something's not where we thought it was going to be, there can be some heartache. You know, we know how to solve the problems, but you know, we'd prefer there not be any. But again, that's construction.
Right.
So we're measuring many times, and we're really heavily involved with both the builder and designer and potentially client during that process. And then we try to get back to the job sites many times to make sure that as they are doing, you know, as other trades are finishing their roles, that everything is lining up the way we need it to be. So again, the install can go as smoothly as possible.
How did you folks get into this business?
So my background is in architecture. I have a master's degree in architecture, and though I'm not a practicing architect in South Carolina, certainly that informed a lot of my earlier career. You know, I built some homes on spec and have done historic renovation downtown for a living for a while now. You know, Jill and I together have done at least three historic homes that have been awarded Carolopolis Awards for historic preservation.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. During that process, you know, every house you have to do has cabinets in it. And so it just was a bit of an organic relationship growth thing where a friend of ours, you know, ran a small cabinetry company. And she said, would you guys sort of like to take over? Long story short, we said yes. And then expanded on what she was working on, sort of dovetailed it into our construction and renovation business. And since then, it has just turned into the biggest piece of what we do today, sort of as our career choice. It was not something where we started out and said, hey, I want to go build cabinets for a living. You know, my father's not in the construction world. Jill's mom, dad aren't in the construction world. So we just sort of came to it organically, and it turned out to be something that I think we're pretty good at, and we certainly like it a lot. If we can keep busy, I think we'll keep doing it.
I think that our background and our experience and being able to understand what goes into a full home project is really critical on a renovation or a new build, because we're not people who only understand cabinetry. So we really understand all of the other trades, and we're able to see, you know, ahead of time. We're really able to talk about plumbing needs, electrical needs, and we understand why we can't do certain things. So we're not coming in blind saying, oh yeah, we can do this, can't we? Can't we just move this here? You know, we really understand and work together with that. And I think that that experience and frankly education in the construction world is really valuable.
Having had direct experience and made direct mistakes ourselves in the early years, we know sort of the things that can come along and trip you up, and we find that to be a pretty critical part of knowing how well our, you know, finished cabinetry product will suit a space.
Well, that's great. Well, I'm looking on the Mulberry Millworks website right now. Mulberry is M-U-L, Barry, and millworks.com. And you folks have got quite a few five-star reviews that you've got mentioned here. Do you mind if I read one of them?
Sure.
We use Mulberry Millworks for all our kitchen cabinets and two bathroom vanities for our remodel. Will was great to work with and helped with cabinet design and layout. He used 3D software to give us a visual of our future kitchen and answered our questions thoroughly. Very happy with how it turned out. And well, congratulations for having so many happy customers. I wanted to ask you about the 3D software that Mulberry Millworks uses. Homeowners are you folks, and especially you, Will, as a trained architect, you have that vision where you can look at a set of plans, 2D plans, but homeowners don't typically, they can't see what you or an interior designer can see. How does the 3D software work, and how does that help homeowners understand what they're getting?
We think that it's critical for us to recognize that not everybody can see things the way we do, because we do this all day long. So we get really excited about a design, and other people just cannot sometimes figure out how it's going to look. The 3D software that we use is great because it allows we can send our clients the link and they can walk through the kitchen, you know, just with their mouse. They can open the drawers and see what has rollout trays, where there's a spice rack pull out, things like that. So it helps them just feel like they can envision the final product and get a feel for it. And we spend a lot of time trying to do that. When we're in people's homes during the design process, we're trying to really explain to them the weight, because in cabinetry, a lot has to do with just the weight of the boxes in the room and what that's going to do to the space as a whole. So the 3D software is really great. It's a great tool that it can help them envision it, and then they can play with it, which is fun. We also are lucky that we have many interior designers that we work with that have even better rendering software. Our rendering software is great for what we need it to do, but we have some designers right now that are pulling out really phenomenal renderings, and so we try to work with them as closely as we can to make sure that our clients can envision what they're going to have.
Yeah, we really have to sort of bridge the gap between in representation of technical information on a construction site and the visual 3D artistic stuff that homeowners and designers need to see to sort of flesh out, you know, their vision and what they want their home to look like. And so when we produce a proposal package for a customer or a client, we include, you know, detailed written, typed out specifications of the cabinetry. We include technical drawings, elevations, and floor plans of just lines that look exactly like cabinetry but aren't particularly attractive, and then all the way to the 3D colored renderings that show the space as we think it will look when the job's done. So, you know, we have to get all of that into a package so that all the parties that need the information from us get it in the way that they're used to seeing it, and not just the picture, not just the technical drawings, not just the, you know, the specifications of how the boxes are built. We have to put it all together.
Right. And that eliminates the any surprises that might come up or
we hope so.
Right, right. What are you finding? What kinds of finishes are you finding that homeowners are asking for? Is it still mostly painted cabinetry?
Painted cabinetry, for sure. I think that will always be a classic. But we're seeing a little bit. We did so much white oak over the past few years. We love white oak. It's gorgeous. Charleston loves white oak. It's a very organic, you know, coastal looking material. But we're starting to see a little bit of movement back towards walnut and some richer tones in the wood species. So people are still liking a wood accent. But I think painted will continue to always be a clear winner. We appreciate a gorgeous deep wood tone, so we like that. We're seeing more greens. We always will see blues on the coast, I think, but we're seeing also more, you know, more taupes and creamier whites instead of the stark white that we were seeing for so long. And then we're really getting into texture and depth on some species. So we have clients asking us for V-groove doors and reeded paneling and fluted vanities and just all different things that we can do, which just add a little personalization. We're very careful also with those details, and we'll talk to you about not putting reeded necessarily on all of your kitchen cabinetry, because cleaning that would be a nightmare. But we're really incorporating these details in certain places just so that they can have an impact.
Oh, that's great. What's your favorite part about being able to create cabinetry options for your customers?
I think knowing that this is their home Cabinetry, really, what's fun that I've discovered through the process that I did not necessarily realize up front is that we're really touching the overall feel of the rooms that we're in. So we are dictating how they will be used, what they will look like, and what everything that comes after that is kind of based on what we are doing with it. And so being able to give people the function that they need and the beauty that they need is really impactful. I think there is, you know, a lot that goes into play here, but with mental health is something that we're focusing on lately. Being able to have a beautiful space to come home to every day and a place that brings you peace is important. And I like that we are guiding people through these decisions and helping bring their vision come, you know, to life, which is really important.
Mm. Yeah, that is very important. Well, how can folks get more information about Mulberry Millworks?
Yep. So we have our website, mulberrymillworks.com, M-U-L-B-E-R-R-Y, Millworks, mulberrymillworks.com. We also have an Instagram account, which is at Mulberry Millworks. I don't think we're much active on Facebook currently, even though I think it's probably linked to it. Our contact is on Instagram and on mulberrymillworks.com. Our cell phone, our office phone number is on there as well. We have a contact form. And if it's easy enough, we're quickly reached at cabinets@mulberrymillworks.com. You know, and this is Jill and myself and Elizabeth and Wes. You know, we're a fairly small team, so communications come to us pretty quickly. We don't have to sift through a bunch of stuff just to get somebody who can give you an answer. We are readily available at any of those contact points.
Gotcha. That's great. And how did you folks come up with that name, Mulberry Millworks?
I grew up on Mulberry Street. You know, my mother read a book to me to think that it happened on Mulberry Street when I was a kid. And there's a little bit of alliteration going on with Mulberry and Millworks. Millworks happens to be sort of the, you know, what cutting wood into fine pieces is called. So it sounded nice. I think, you know, it's just the way that it sort of rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Makes sense. A little bit of childhood nostalgia as well.
Right. And what city was the Mulberry Street that you're referring to in?
Yeah, so my hometown is Louisville, Georgia. It's a teeny tiny little place of about 2,800 people. Not very big at all. It's 3 hours west of Charleston into Georgia. That's where I grew up. It's where my dad is from. So my mom's family is from Charleston. That's our connection. But I grew up in Louisville, Georgia on Mulberry Street, along with 7 or 8 other cousins or something like that. Pretty great.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, that's great. Well, we've been talking with the husband-wife team of Jillian and Will Easterlin with Mulberry Millworks. Thanks so much, folks.
Thanks very much, Tim. Great talking with you.
You've been listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.